It's December 19th, 2005.
Looks like they've taken the Christmas trees down.
Yes, and there's nothing Christian either. This should be great.
Merry, Merry Christmas, happy, happy Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to this special, extra long Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Let those with bottles of party.
Thanks for listening to this special Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head. Right there was a song called The Rockefeller Tree by the band I Am the World Trade Center. You can get that on import. It's a it's an album put out by Kindercore Records called Christmas 2, then T-W-O. And it had a lot of great bands on it doing really less than great songs, unfortunately. I was really excited by the band listing of all the different bands, but ultimately not that many 4 or 5 star songs, that being an exception. One of the better I Am the World Trade Center songs, probably better than most of the songs on their most recent album, which I can guarantee you, you go into any record store that has a slot for I Am the World Trade Center and sells used records, you will find a copy of their last album, Used. The Tight Connection, not that tight a record. All right, up next, it's a band formed on Long Island. I think they may live in the UK now. It's a band called Joy Zipper. And Joy Zipper does a very unique kind of music these days. It sounds like something in between the Beach Boys and My Bloody Valentine, kind of a Sonic Youth-influenced sort of glammy pop from the 80s. I don't know what you want to call it. But this song embodies it to the fullest extent. It's called Christmas Song, and it's from their most recent album that came out earlier this year called American Whip, and you should definitely check out this band. If you like this song, this pretty much embodies their sound. There's several other tracks on the album that are this good, but this one is the best for Christmas time. It's called Christmas Song. It's Joy Zipper right now. Where else but on Sounds in My Head.
Most when I'm deep in madness. Defending Christmas, even though until recently Fox News' own online store invited viewers to buy an O'Reilly Factor holiday ornament for their holiday tree. In the war on Christmas, that's what's known as friendly fire. But he still lays the blame on thin-skinned heathens.
I don't believe most people who aren't Christian are offended by the words Merry Christmas. I think those people are nuts. I think you're crazy if you're offended by the words Merry Christmas.
Well, I actually agree with that. I think they're just words, Merry Christmas. I think it's innocuous. I don't think there's really any way that a sane person could be offended by a silly two-word phrase. You know what, Mr. O'Reilly? You're a reasonable man.
Season's greetings and happy holidays, Bill, does not offend Christians.
Yes, it does. Absolutely does.
Let's go out into the cold. The happy lights of Christmas trees. Warm us from the frosty breeze, leaving footprints in the snow that lead you back to my house underneath the mistletoe. Merry, 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 merry Christmas to you, to you. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Smiling faces that we know, all the presents that we see, sitting by the Christmas tree, singing songs about the snow. Then we'll go back to my house underneath the mistletoe. Merry, 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 merry Christmas to you, to you. go back to my house.
The song before the song you just heard was Blondefire doing their song Underneath the Mistletoe. A brand new holiday EP was released exclusively on iTunes with Blondefire. Blondefire I played earlier this year when they were still called Astaire. They changed their name, I think, because someone else was already maybe named Astaire. Not sure why they changed it, but either way, they're called Blondefire now. I played their song Lulla Love, which was a really great song, and Underneath the Mistletoe, also pretty good. Their holiday EP has two super great songs on it, Underneath the Mistletoe, and another song I'm going to play at the end of this episode because I like it that much. But if you liked that song, it's a pretty good representation of Blondefire. You should keep your eye on them because they're going to come out with an album. After Blondefire was a band called The Specific Heats. They're a Boston twee band, and that was their song called Winter Fashions from the Total Gaylord Records music compilation Christmas Twee, which is a very funny, clever name. It also has the Smittens and the Diskettes and several other very acceptable Christmas songs by various twee bands. Pretty good stuff from Total Gaylord Records, I think. But alright, up next, this is a band you just can't avoid these days. Sif John Stevens, however you say his name, I don't know, I was actually told recently how to say it, but I don't remember what I was told, and I'm not going to look it up, because I just don't care that much. But this is a song called Put the Lights on the Tree, and it's part of a 24-song batch of EPs. You can download all 24 of the Christmas songs over the three EPs for free online right now. There's a link on the Sounds of My Head website to do so. Mr. Stevens, as I'll call him, is so consistent. It's not, you know, he doesn't have a lot of bad songs. I mean, you either like him or you don't. And if you like him, you pretty much like most of it. This song, Put the Lights on the Christmas Tree, was the most different and interesting sounding, I thought, of the track, so that's why I'm putting it on. It's also kind of a non-traditional Christmas song, which I was going for in this particular episode. Had a lot of standards or covers of standards. I was going for original songs, so Put the Lights on the Tree was one. So you can check it out. You can download all 24 of them for free right now. There's a link in Sounds of My Head. And this song will be enough to entice you. Check it out. Put the Lights on the Tree by Sufjan, however you say his name, Stevens. Where else but on a special, extra-long Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Season to go to the mall and fight that holiday traffic amidst the snowfall. Then mail a bunch of cards to people you never see and watch It's a Wonderful Life continuously. It's that Merry Christmas time again. Christmas Day is when Jesus was born. I guess I would make him a Capricorn. He was away in a manger, and many a stranger came to Bethlehem just to hang out with him. And ever since that glorious day, people have celebrated from Rome to Santa Fe that Merry Christmas time again. Many years ago when I was young, thought the idea of Santa Claus was kind of dumb. But now I'm not so naive, 'cause I know Santa is real if you believe. In that Merry Christmas time again, that Merry Christmas time again, that Merry Christmas time again. Well, I bought my dad something to read, and I got my girlfriend something she doesn't even need. And I found my aunt a new Chia pet, and I hope my mom likes her autographed picture of John Larroquette. But it's the thought that counts this holiday season, and love, peace, and joy should be the only reasons for that Merry Christmas time again, that Merry Christmas time again, that Merry Christmas time again.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit and all them stinking reindeer. Well, I believe in Santa Claus, yeah, I believe that he's a prick. And though he comes but once a year, it's enough to make me sick. Him and his Christmas spirit are really a lot of bunk. I'll have to bust my ass for another year just to pay for all this junk. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit and all them stinking reindeer. Well, I
believe in Santa, though he's got me in a mess. 'Cause I'm over the limit on my master charging my Visa and American Express. While I'm sweating and grieving about this money mess I'm in, he'll be up there sitting on his big fat ass until Christmas comes again.
Oh, here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit and all them stinking reindeer. Oh, here comes Fatty with his ho-ho-ho's, and there my money all go-go-goes. I'd like to punch him in his big red nose, and he wish he never came here. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit and all them stinking reindeer.
Here's to all you mothers and fathers, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, anyone who's ever been pushed and shoved, kicked and beaten, scratched and clawed doing your last-minute Christmas shopping. Here's to everyone who's ever been sucked in by those crummy TV commercials that tell you if you don't spend 500 bucks on your kids, you're a cheap slob. Here's to all those ruptured bank accounts and battered credit cards. You know what happens every time that fat little bastard in the red suit shows up. Here's to all of you, this is your song, so come on and let's get into the spirit.
Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit and all them stinking reindeer.
Mr. O'Reilly also objects, obviously, to the use of the phrase Happy Holidays as anti-Christian. Although for some people, there is also a celebration of the New Year. So Christmas and the New Year are actually two holidays, so there is a plural, which in the English language necessitates the use of the letter S. Now, I suppose you could say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, but you probably have to do. You know what? It's okay. If Bill O'Reilly needs to have an enemy, needs to feel persecuted, you know what? Here's my Kwanzaa gift to him. Are you ready? All right. I'm your enemy. Make me your enemy. I, John Stewart, hate Christmas. Christians, Jews, morality. And I will not rest until every year families gather to spend December 25th together at Osama's Home Abortion Pot and Commie Jizzporium.
Living on 9th Street, right above a dirty bookstore off Euclid Avenue. I stopped taking dope and I quit drinking whiskey. My old man plays a trombone and works out at the track. Says that he loves me, even though it's not his baby. He says he's gonna raise him up just like it was his only son. He gave me a ring that was worn by his mother, and he takes me out dancing every Saturday. Charlie, I think about you when I pass the filling station, on account of all the grease you used to wear in your hair. I still have that record, Little Anthony and the Imperials. Someone stole my record player. How do you lie? Charlie, I almost went crazy when Mario got busted. Went back to Omaha to live with my folks. And everyone I used to know is either dead or in prison. Came back to Minneapolis. This time I think I'm gonna stay. Charlie, I think I'm happy. First time since my accident. I wish I had all that money I used to spend on dope. Buy me a used car lot and I wouldn't sell anything. Drive me a different car every day, depending on how I feel. Hey Charlie, for Christ's sakes, if you wanna know the truth of it, don't have me a husband, he don't play the trombone. I gotta borrow money to pay this lawyer and Charlie, hey, I'll be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day.
Okay, let's catch up a little bit. The last three songs that you heard, the first one was Wally Pleasant, who's one of my favorite folk singers out of Michigan, doing his song Merry Christmas Time Again from his indispensable album Welcome to Pleasantville. You really got to check that one out. It's my favorite indie folk record ever released, I would dare say. After Wally Pleasant, you heard Rudolph and the Gang with Here Comes Fatty Claus, which is a funny song, really funny song. That is from a collection put out this year by John Waters. It's called A John Waters Christmas, and it's basically an album of old songs that he had in his collection that he basically just curated a little mix compilation. He's like, these are the songs that I would play for someone if they were over at my house at a holiday party, so I thought I should put them out because they've been out of print for a long time. So that one was really funny. Here Comes Fatty Claus. There's enough cussing in that one where you won't have heard that one on any other radio stations, I feel like, even though that record's got a fair amount of press this year. There's a great Fresh Air interview with him. I linked to it. You should listen to that. But just before I started talking, you heard a cover of Tom Waits' classic song, Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis. When Nico Case sings it, it takes on this whole tone. It is the saddest song ever. It's so sad. And when Tom Waits does it, it's, I don't know, to me it's not as sad. Nico Case really delivers the goods with that cover of Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis. And even though there's no mention of Christmas in the song, that's what it is. It's her reading a Christmas card from a hooker in Minneapolis. And I tell you, that is a crushingly sad song. If you really think of it as being real, it's like being someone's life. It's just terribly sad. It's from a Tom Waits tribute album called New Coat of Paint, Songs of Tom Waits, which you can check out all the songs from it on iTunes. There's links. And you know, next I was going to put on a song called Christmas Soul by this band called Me and Liao or something. I don't know how you say their name. It's a French-Norwegian husband and wife duo who now live in Brooklyn, and they've put out this really great kind of folk album, and it's so kind of haunting and dark, the whole thing, and I was like, that'll be a great song. I'll put that one on with the Christmas Card from a Hooker, and it'll be this great kind of two sad, not really Christmas-sounding songs, but with Christmas names. But as I've listened to it, I can't bring myself to put it. It's too dark and gloomy, and it's just, there's no mention of Christmas in it. I don't know why it's even called Christmas Soul. And it's not really my favorite song on the album, so I just decided not to put it on. But here, because I was planning to, I'm gonna at least put a little clip of it on. So here's a little bit of it. You can see what I'm talking about. This is the exact way all of their songs sound. So if this sort of sound appeals to you, you're gonna like the album. You should check it out. But if it doesn't, luckily this show has chapters. So check out this song, Christmas Soul, by some band I can't pronounce.
Death will come to a funeral. To take back old bones. To give back old souls.
Do you see what I mean? It's just, really, really dark and downery, and there's no mention of Christmas at all in the whole song. So we're not doing that. And instead, we're going to finish the episode with my favorite new Christmas song of the season. I have far too many favorite Christmas songs, and if you don't believe me, you should go back and listen to last year's three special Christmas episodes. Each of them had at least five tracks in it, so there's like 15 of my favorite Christmas songs that I played over the course of three shows last year. So you can go check them out in the archives at soundinmyhead.com. But we're going to finish this show with my favorite new Christmas song of the year. It's called It's Been Christmas Here, and it's kind of a simple song, not a lot to it, not really exciting or anything. It's just kind of a simple song, but it really grows on you, and it's my favorite new song this year. I can listen to it over and over again. Check it out, Blondefire and It's Been Christmas Here, finishing this special extra-long Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head.
winter's night under darkened sky. On a Christmas high, I sit on a lullaby. I often think of you, and it makes me smile. It's been Christmas here.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Sleigh Ride, Silver Bells, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, all by the Big Tiny Little Ragtime Band. And stay tuned, fans of The Sounds in My Head. Later this week, a special, bonus, extra long, extra weird, atypical, no music, just talking episode of The Sounds in My Head. Look for it. It's going to be totally strange. After that, we'll see you next week with an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.